Faith is putting your fear into action. Faith is acting when it's painful. Faith is changing your perspective. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie. Because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I love that you just quoted that with me. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. Anyway, I want to remind you that Event Love is coming up. Guys, there's only 11 spots left. There might be less than that when you hear this podcast. And the price goes up December 18th. So you must grab your spot now. And this is a super intimate event. 50 people. We are keeping it small so that you can become that speaker, that confident leader, and be able to understand what it takes to have profitable events. You guys, this is for anybody who wants to have an event, anyone who wants to become a better teacher, leader, facilitator, podcaster, whatever that looks like. Learn all about how you could turn your passion into your business. If you are nervous, this is exactly the place that you are supposed to be because it is going to give you the skills to manage that. So back to the quickie. Today, I want to talk about perspective. And you know this word, you know that perspective is your power, but I really want to talk about, are you using it? Are you actually understanding, which means applying and using it in your life? If we say that we know, but we're not using it, you're not actually understanding and you're not embodying. So perspective is a beautiful thing that can turn something negative into something that is actually life-changing and positive. And the most successful, brilliant, happy people that I know have the power to change anything negative into something positive. They have perspective. And it is their superpower. And I can honestly say that I have been flexing, working on using this muscle over and over and over. And we just finished up a three-day event, our Fast Foundations Mastermind. And it was the second group of 2019. We run our Fast Foundations Mastermind twice a year. And I love the second event out of each group because it's kind of like their graduating class. It is the event where people have come back into the room for a second time. They don't have as many nerves, but they also have a new set of stories. So you guys, when you know that when you join something, when you walk into an event or a room where you're super intimidated or you did something that's way outside of your comfort zone and you know that it's going to make you either level up or you're going to feel like you're going to crumble under pressure, those are those moments where perspective is everything. Perspective is everything. And then the second time they walk in 3 months later for their second event, they either feel a lot more confident or a new story has developed. Wow, I really don't feel good enough. Wow, I feel like, you know, these people are moving at such a faster pace than me. Wow, I didn't do the things that I said I was going to do. Now, that could be something that's either going to take someone like that down, or you could have the perspective of, oh my goodness, thank God there's a second event because maybe I did not do the things that I wanted to do. Thank goodness there's a second event because this lack of confidence is showing up again. Thank goodness there's a second event because my God, my confidence is low and I need this tribe now more than ever. Thank goodness there's a second event so that I can show up in a way that I wanted to in the first one and didn't. So I'm using this as an example because we were talking about it. A woman who's in that particular mastermind, Jocelyn Freeman, was like, you have to talk about perspective because I talked about it in the room. room and how powerful it is, because I will share that she was feeling, you know, the first event she came, as far as I know, she loved it. They were learning a lot. They were having breakthroughs. And the second time that she came, she found that the event, like the room, when she shows up in certain rooms like this, where it's a lot of people up leveling, like-minded people, that she was getting triggered. And she was getting triggered in a way that she had said that she was questioning herself. She didn't feel like she fit in as much. She didn't feel like one of the cool kids. And she was really wondering about her worth and, you know, all of these different things. And it's crazy because looking at her and her business and just who she is, I would never have ever guessed that she was ever dealing with anything like that. But you guys, we should all know, we're all humans. I mean, I walk into those rooms and I'm completely triggered and feeling like maybe I'm not enough. Maybe I'm not providing enough value. But that's exactly where I need to go, because my perspective says, no, if you're feeling this way, this is where the work begins. So you guys, we can read all the books, we can do all the things, we can join all the programs, but until you show up when it's hard, until you flip a perspective that doesn't feel good, that's the actual work. That's go time. That is game day. That is the Super Bowl. Like, you can talk all you want. You can read all you want. You can be listening to this podcast all that you want. But until you're in a moment of being really down, of questioning yourself, of doubt, of being in a situation where you are about to not go do something and pull yourself out of the game and sabotage yourself again by not showing up in the room or going to the thing or going to that lunch or going to that party, you're taking yourself out of the game because of your perspective. And if you flip it and say, oh, that tough stuff is game day. That's where I find out what I'm made of and create what I'm made of. Not even find out, you guys. That's where you create what you're made of. That's how you create the diamond. Put yourself under pressure. Show up and stay in the room even when it feels like shit. Even when you feel like you don't belong there. Even when someone says something rude to you, that is game day. That's the opportunity. That is the work right there. That's where you get to stop talking and start becoming. So flipping your perspective, and Jocelyn had said on the last day, she was like, you know, it's so crazy because it's just that opportunity, like, to flip my perspective and know that these are the rooms that you have to be in and have something completely wildly change your perspective. And it's really funny because we do this thing where we vote for someone who's shown up and given a lot in the room and really been someone who's changed a lot of things for people and who's added a lot of value. And we do a vote in the group. And Jocelyn just so happened to be one of the top three who was voted on for being appreciated, being seen and valued. So what a perspective flip, right? She was just moments before in the bathroom talking about how triggered she was feeling and that she didn't feel like she fit in or was a cool kid, and then gets voted on by 50 peers that she was one who was, you know, really stood out as adding value and that people were grateful for. Talk about a perspective flip. But sometimes we don't get that validation like Jocelyn was able to get in that room, but you have to validate yourself. And I know that she would have done that anyway. So Jocelyn, thank you for not only inspiring this podcast, but for really, I know, helping a lot of people and for what you would have done anyway, which is flipping your perspective, which you're a genius at. So you guys, where is something that you can flip your perspective? Maybe you're headed to the gym right now and you're like, shit, I hate the gym. Like, when am I ever going to like it? And you're like, oh, my perspective is, thank God I show up and I do something hard. And yeah, this may not be easy, but this is where I build that muscle for maybe my future business or when relationships are challenging. Like, I show up, I go through and I take care of myself. This is that time to take care of myself and prove to myself that I can just keep showing up for the challenging thing that is going to make me better. So sometimes we look at it like, you know, especially the gym. Oh, if I don't see the results, if this doesn't change my body, whatever, it's not worth it. You guys, the gym, the hard stuff, the challenges, the tests of your patience, the sitting in traffic, you know, the annoying phone call from an in-law, from your mom, from a sister, from a brother, from a friend, someone being rude, that rude email, that's the stuff where you become a better version of you. Stop shying away from it. Run straight toward it. Does it feel good? Hell no. Does it make you better? Hell yes. Without it, you don't get to become a better version of yourself. Without it, you don't get to actually practice that faith that you say that you have. Faith is action, right? Faith is fear in action. Faith is putting your fear into action. Faith is acting when it's painful. Faith is changing your perspective. You guys, I have so much love for you. It's actually completely freaking wild how much I love all of you guys and getting to see who I'm talking to. It's even better when I get to meet all of you who I get to chat with all of the time. As I move into 2020, my gratitude list has all my listeners at the top. I feel very connected to you. I feel like you actually give me so much life and things to look forward to. So thank you for letting me live in my purpose. Something that you can do if you love this podcast is just share on your stories, go subscribe, go rate, go review. That would really mean the world to me. I have some really big goals around this podcast so that I can make it better, make it a huge focus of 2020, which means I get to put more time into content, which means you get more juicy, rich content out of this podcast. So rate, review, share with a friend, text to a friend. That means the world. Go do it right now. I would appreciate it more than I could possibly tell you. I love you guys so much. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.